All right. Why are you at court today? Street Pete is here. Who are we talking to first?
Murphy.
Murphy wants his mail.
Do you have permission to be on the radio?
Yes.
What's your name?
Murphy.
Why are you in court today?
I'm here to see if I can't get a court order dropped so I can go get my mail at my house.
Huh. I can't wait to hear why. Because you think... See, life is so simple for most of us, right?
Yes.
You just go to your house, you get your mail.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
Boom. Right.
So when you need a court order dropped so you can go home and get the mail...
Something's up.
Something happened.
Yep.
What happened?
The mail at your house? Why are you not allowed at your house?
I'm not allowed at the house.
What'd you do?
Domestic. Oh. I did my 6 months of jail time.
Hold it.
Back up.
Beep, beep. 6 months.
6 months.
Wow. I bet you that mailbox was stuffed.
Yep.
Should have done a change of address.
This guy's a repeat offender. I don't know if you remember the guy that fixed the car with being blind.
No.
You don't remember him?
No.
He was legally blind and trying to fix the car, and you were making fun of him because...
Well, I always do that, but yeah.
Well, okay, because he was trying to fix the car for his girl, and you're like, well, you're legally blind, you can't fix the car.
Right.
So this guy walks to the courthouse all the time. He's constantly at the courthouse in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's like 90% vision loss in one eye, and it's going in the other, so that's the guy behind the wheel.
Right. Just send the mail to the courthouse.
What, do they send him a braille?
If he's always there, just send the mail to the courthouse.
I can even read the mail, right.
You know, it's funny, the people at the metal detectors, when he walks in, hey, Murphy, how you doing?
Murphy!
He doesn't need sight to get around the courthouse.
No.
He knows every step by heart.
Exactly. Hey, Murphy, see that game last night?
Yeah. You coming over later?
Oh, stopping you guys. Come on.
His mail's about as useful as Braille at a drive-up ATM.
There you go, see?
Hey, Murphy, we were told to keep an eye out for you today.
Hey! I didn't see that coming.
All right, let's hear how this went.
And here I am, a month later, looking to get my mail. That's all I want to do is get my mail. I don't give a shit about what's going on inside that house.
Domestic as far as what?
Argument, a Billy Martin umpire argument.
Hold on, stop. You know who Billy Martin is, Pam?
No.
All right, so he was a manager for the Yankees, and he was known for his in-your-face... standing an inch away from an umpire, right. Screaming and spitting.
Kick sand on you and stuff like that.
He turned his hat around backwards so that he could get his face closer to the face of the umpire.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it.
In your face, no punches, no blood, no weapons, but yet I still did 6 months.
So your voice is like punching somebody, basically.
Yeah.
So you got like a strong...
You know, Murphy sounds like a good guy to me. However... I don't think you go to jail for 6 months for yelling at someone.
Man, what'd you say?
It's kind of domestic.
Like we'd
though.
All be
domestic
there.
is a tough road to
how
follow.
Bad your breath. No.
You don't know if he pushed her while he was yelling at her.
Like chest bumped her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Billy Martin, there was some kind of chest bump contact there. That's another Billy Martin move there.
Now let's go back because I think he is not lying, but didn't give us all of the truth. Go back to what he says: no blood, no punching.
Okay.
In your face, no punches, no blood, no weapons, but yet I still did say...
Okay, no weapons.
Right, no blood.
But there's no... he didn't say no pushing, no shoving.
Exactly.
Isn't spitting a form of assault?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
No way. Yeah, I still did 6 months.
So your voice is like punching somebody, basically.
Yeah.
So you got like a strong voice?
You were beating the crap out of this person with your voice.
Right.
My voice works out.
That's a strong voice you got there.
It lifts.
Much stronger than mine.
All right.
It's a voice. So I got to carry something.
You ever any regrets for it?
Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's Waterbury. I need a weapon around here.
That should be a t-shirt. Huh? Yeah. Mine's my voice.
My weapon is my voice.
Right. My weapon of voice.
All right.
You have any regrets for it?
For
being kicked out of the house?
Yeah, circumstances are tough. My mother had passed away, and my father kept on wanting to go buy her coffee. And I finally got up out of bed one morning and said, Dad, she's dead. There's nothing you can do. Mom is dead.
Are you homeless now?
Hold on.
Wait.
The domestic was not with his wife, so it was with his father.
Apparently, yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Gotcha. See? This changed everything.
Pete never asked the question, so we don't really know for sure.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, you just kind of...
Unless his marriage was dead.
Well, it sounds like the domestic... Domestic is just, it's not husband-wife. It's just family fight, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyone assuming? Who occupies the same living space. Yeah.
Right. So he was having an argument with his dad because his dad was going to get his mom coffee every morning.
Oh, let him do that.
Yeah, let him get
just
it.
Let him have that.
Let him just drink the coffee.
Yeah, and then you get free coffee.
Exactly.
So now we don't like Murphy again?
I never liked
him. I don't know the guy. I'm sure he has some good points.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has some bad points, just like everyone.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, she's dead.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Or you say, Dad, now Mom wants a bagel.
Yeah. How about some, maybe a Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, Mom said get a pizza.
Jeez, no milk with this coffee, Dad?
Dad, Mom wants me to check the mail.
Right.
You're not allowed.
Mom says you're grounded.
Ma!
Meatloaf.
I must have been tough on the guy. So he must have went down and got his wife coffee every friggin' day for decades.
Yeah.
She dies and he doesn't stop. Just keeps going and gets her coffee.
Yeah.
Now, why would that bother Murphy?
Yeah, really.
Like, what's the problem with this?
If it makes Dad happy.
He's not getting the attention he wants from his dad.
Or he wants tea.
Maybe.
Or he wants his dad to save something. I don't know.
Right.
Or the cups are still on the
How
side
much
of the
is
bed.
A coffee?
Yeah, maybe.
Like $1 a cup?
It depends where you go. But yeah. You get it for a buck.
It doesn't sound like he's going to Starbucks and spending $5 on coffee.
Right.
No.
Sounds like a regular guy.
Yeah, corner store.
It cost me a coffee for this guy. I had to buy him a coffee, yeah. Huh?
Why didn't he just get it from his dad?
Yeah.
He said, you're going to pay
Mom,
me?
You know.
Put on a wig.
You know, Dad, Mom's not going to drink that. I'll have it.
Mom likes it light and sweet.
He's like, you're going to pay me? I'm like, what do you want? He goes, I'll take a coffee.
The other thing, really, Murphy, you got to think about this now. You know, I feel for you. But if your dad goes down to get Mom coffee every day at a certain time, why don't you just go and check the mail then?
Yeah.
Because you know he's not going to be home.
It's true, yeah. That's true. Chance. Right.
If the mail comes in the morning.
Right. All right. So you asked him if he's homeless.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do. Mom is dead.
Are you homeless now?
No, I'm living in a boarding house. Might as well be homeless living where I live.
That's tough. Then he's about to get run over by something backing up.
Right Garbage into truck. Him.
Right.
Jeez.
Coffee truck.
That was the milk truck.
That was all his mail coming.
There you go.
It's a dump truck.
We're going to lower it right now.
We're ready to receive.
There you go.
It's funny. Almost anywhere you go, you talk to someone and they know Street Pete.
Yeah.
So I had a tree guy come over the house yesterday, Jose from Valley Tree Service. And we're walking the property. He's like, how did you get my number? I said, Dave Riley, the comedian. He says, how do you know him? I says, well, he comes on the show.
Right.
And he goes, what show is that? And I say, Chaz and AJ in the Morning. I'm Chaz. He's like, oh, my God, I listen to your effing show every morning.
Nice.
He goes, you know Street Pete? I'm like, yeah, I'll see him tomorrow. He goes, that freaking guy, we did some S together.
All right.
He goes, did he tell you about the time he drove into the cars, drove away, then the cops knocked on his door? I'm like, yeah, he actually told a bunch of cops on the air that story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yep. I think we got to get Jose in to tell other Street Pete stories.
Right, the ones he forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we're standing out in the yard. It started raining. He would not stop telling me stories about Street Pete.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God. The files of Street Pete.
Fully committed.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like, there's a month of segments just on Pete going to court.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
We'll wait until we're in the ratings again for that
Okay.
one.
Cool.
All right. So next we're going to talk to Jake, right?
Yes.
Jake stole a hand dryer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mom, this goes on the radio?
Sure.
All right, what are you here for today?
Had a court date, got charged with drunken disorderly and vandalism.
What'd you do?
Well, ripped a hand dryer off a wall.
Well, the paper said tear down, rip up. Pull down, tear up.
anyone want to guess what happened? You think he was angry? What do you think happened?
Wasn't working.
Okay, wasn't working. Pam, what do you think?
I need this in my house.
Okay.
I listened to it already. So
right, I heard it, too. Yeah. Go ahead.
To bring it home.
Oh.
Was it a bet? Or take us to the beginning.
Well, in a bar, buddies thought wouldn't come off the wall.
There you go. You're in a bar. But he says, "I bet you that won't come off the wall."
Had to prove him wrong.
Bet you're wrong.
Exactly.
What started that conversation, though?
Right.
Alcohol.
Right.
Yeah. But were they all in the bathroom together, and they're like,
"Yeah, bet you this won't come off the wall."
It'd be really cool in your house, man.
Yeah, I'm sick of using towels at home.
Right.
You probably drive the cat.
Bet you that won't come off the wall.
I love these guys. If I'm in the bathroom and someone says that to me, I go, I bet you're right.
Yep.
And I leave.
And then,
right.
Yeah.
That's the end of the conversation. Yeah.
Takes a special person to go after it.
Yeah. He likes a challenge.
No, but so Jake is the dude. You say, I bet you can't throw a rock through that window.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh.
Jake will prove otherwise.
Right. Jake will not be proven wrong.
No, he will not.
It's kind of like that Pam defect. You know, it's like...
Good word.
It's a duffect, not duffect. Defect.
Like duffect.
It's like, bet you can't climb the side of that building with no rope. Oh, yeah,
oh,
bet
yeah?
you can.
What?
Don't tell me I can't.
You don't know me.
If it's going to be pain, we got to update. She'll be like, oh, yeah, I bet you can grease that wall and I'll still climb it.
Right.
And then I can't ever do any of it.
I got it off the wall. Now it's at my house.
He put it up in his house.
He put it in his house.
Well, you might as well use it.
Yeah.
It gets better.
What are you going to do with it?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, tell us the story. Like, what happened? What led up to this?
Sitting in the bar, drinking a lot. Happen to go to the bathroom, see it there. Buddies tried to get it off. Thought I couldn't get it, so I gave it a shot.
Nice.
Did you just squat down to get it?
Just give it a good twist. A lot of twists.
You mean that hand dryer
still,
right?
So I see what you're saying. So like what? Mm. Squat and use your shoulder?
Yeah.
Or grab it and then pull it down.
No. Mm. Like get on your knees so you don't hurt your back, obviously. And then stand up and then pull it up.
Use the legs.
When they mount them with a bracket on the back so it slides down.
Yeah.
So when you get it, you got to sit up.
Sounds like you've taken some before, Pete.
I've hung some before.
Yeah.
But talking to this guy was like talking to someone at Comic-Con. He's like, yeah, like a superhero kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah, so his friends were trying to get it. And then they said to him, bet you can't take it off the wall.
Right. Jake will do it.
What were you drinking?
A lot of whiskey.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Wasn't a good night for me.
So what do you think is going to happen today?
Hopefully just nothing bad. Community service.
You know what a good sentence for him would be? You got to stand in the courthouse for 3 days and like dry everyone's hands.
Very nice. With your mouth. With your mouth. You got to blow on them. All
right. Why are you at court today? Street Pete is here. And I asked him yesterday, can you think back on 2018 and tell me what your favorite one was?
Right.
And he said, yeah, the Starbucks one.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we all talked about it, and we said, yeah, no, that was it.
It was
Pam,
different.
You're making a face. You don't think... I'm
still not convinced that that's a real thing, all of it. It just it didn't seem like it added up.
Yeah, now I asked Pete, like, look, if it's fake, fine, but just tell me it's fake. So I know what's happening. I like to know what's happening.
Right.
What's happening? Right?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening?
Like, that's fine. If you got one over on us, good. But I want to know now that you're doing this. And who the hell are these people? Because they're great actors.
Who's panel?
You know what I mean? And who came up with the story? Who wrote it?
There's your Golden Globe winners.
Yeah. And you swear that it's real.
The authenticity of it, I cannot swear it's real, but it's what I got from a couple that was at the courthouse. So
that right, you
so
don't at, know or...
You never met?
I never met, though.
Okay. And you didn't tell them to say anything.
No.
All right.
No. All right. So I know what you're saying. So you don't know if they were just pulling your leg.
They could have been effing with you. Yeah.
Right. All right. Here it is.
So you guys okay with this going on the radio?
Yes, this is fine.
All right. Why are you here today?
We had a little dispute with another couple of swingers, you could say.
Well, you're swingers?
Well, yes, yes and no. But yeah, this is the situation that landed us here at court.
Yes, and I can't believe it happened to us. Nothing like that ever happened to us.
Yes, because we we travel a lot, and so we meet couples, and we're at this bar in the downtown, and so we're sitting there, and we weren't looking for anything. We're just, just sitting, drinking, talking, and so this couple, they come up to us, and they say, are you... they just start talking to us friendly-like, and then we figure out that...
They're hitting on us, and we picked it up.
Yes, and so...
So you both get arrested together?
Well, yeah, this is where it gets kind of strange, and I don't want to reveal so many details, but when... so they say... They say, can we get together sometime? And the four of us, right? And we exchange.
So they said swingers, not slingers for TV, right?
Yes, swingers. and
I regret that.
Yeah, I saw the commercial too.
No.
Yes, sex with other couples.
And so we were open to it just because, we'd fooled around this once in a while. It's not something we do all the time, but it's just, sometimes it's exciting. So... what happens? They go. So we meet them on this Friday. They say, can you meet us Friday? And then they asked, and we said, no problem. Then they asked us this strange question. They say, are you guys into Starbucks? And now the circles we
were. Starbucks? Coffee?
Well, this is where it gets complicated because. We didn't understand. In where we come from, in the circles that we have done this before, Starbucks, it means violent sex. So if you are into. Why are you laughing? This is, I mean,
beating each other up. Or?
Well, we like to do certain things.
Yes,
you know,
it's rough, and you spank each other, and you just get in the moment, and it's just a more rich sexual experience that way.
This, yeah, especially with strangers. And so, anyway, we didn't know they actually meant. Literally Starbucks, the coffee, like you say. And so we come to their apartment and we just walk in and we're like, so you want to get started? And we just start walking to bedroom and they follow us to bedroom. And so we start doing these things. We did not know until later on that they had Starbucks coffee waiting for us in the kitchen. All right, so
doesn't make any
sex, but we know.
No, that they want. Oh, before sex, I think. I don't know.
But at the end, it turned out that way. But we thought Starbucks, it's a code word for...
Yes.
Like a safe word.
Yes.
Not a safe word, but a word that for people who are into this. Because the people we were with before told us about this Starbucks phenomenon, right? And so anyway, she goes into one corner of the room. I go into other corner room.
Pam's not buying any of this.
No, I buy none of it. Because if you're getting someone coffee, why would you wait till after you have sex to give it to them? When you get someone coffee, you give it to them right away before it cools down.
She likes it a lot.
Come on.
Also, I don't care what country you're from. It's hard to escape Starbucks, I feel like. I feel like you have to know what that is.
And I've looked up Starbucks on Urban Dictionary everywhere. It doesn't come up. It's a fake.
It could be something
from the
country.
They're making that up. No. Then why would they use Starbucks? They would use a Slovenian word, wherever they're from.
Slovenia?
I forget where they're from.
Wherever they're from.
And their accents sound fake. Phenomenon.
Different
they're not saying it.
I like how he says phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
This whole thing would have been solved if they gave him the Starbucks as soon as you get there. And you don't just get someone coffee without asking them how they like their coffee.
Right.
You don't do that. And whenever you get someone coffee, how do you like it?
You usually get it black and the stuff on the side.
No, you don't. You always ask them.
My code word is Duncan.
But I agree with Pete. This is the best one of 2018. If they're fake... That story is a winner.
It's still entertaining.
You're outside of a court, and this guy walks up to you, and you're able to put that together and just put that
the
out
there.
The
two of them.
Right. The two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the story so well manufactured that he could plow right through. She assisted. I don't know.
Right.
That's either Oscar-winning performance or the most awesome why you're at court story. All right, Pete. Thank you, brother.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customized coverage that grows with her business. sorry. I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.